Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Now that was even more of an ace-like performance from Gerrit Cole that you saw on Monday night. We talked about it last time where Cole went out there and dominated like a true ace and gave you that legit ace performance, you know, the seven innings against the Orioles, 14 Ks. Well, this to me was even more impressive against the Blue Jays because of the way the game played out, not just because it's a better quality opponent and a better lineup against Toronto, but you look at the way the game played out. When Gerrit Cole, and look, it's nice to see the Yankees have won two straight here. I mean, you're about to bang your head against the wall on the weekend watching this team get completely dominated by the Rays. When was the last time the Yankees were dominated as consistently by one team as they have been by the Rays? But finally, for that 10th inning, the Yanks finally break through on Sunday. A refreshing top half of that 10th inning, and they get the win, a much-needed win, and all of a sudden they get that one, and they back it up with another one last night against the Blue Jays. But look at Gerrit Cole. The way that he goes out there and dominates this game after allowing a run in the first inning, after getting himself in some trouble in the second inning where the first two guys get on, a walk and a base hit, and then proceeds to retire 15 straight. None more important than the six in the bottom of the fifth inning after Higashioka, his battery mate, wink, wink, and the sixth inning where, you know, he made that lead stick. Higashioka goes deep. Yanks trailing, you know, 1-0 into the fifth. Higashioka goes deep, gives him the lead, and Gerrit Cole goes back out there and shuts down the Blue Jays for both the fifth and the sixth inning. That is an ace-like performance. That, it's not just about the strikeouts or how many runs he allows, you know, shutting them down. He allowed more runs, had less strikeouts, went less distance, less innings than he did against the Orioles. This was a better performance. That is what I'm talking about with an ace. You pitch to the game. You pitch to the score. He kept his team in it, even though they were down. And then once they gave him the lead, he made that stick until he left the ballgame. Now, we know that Gerrit Cole is a top pitcher, but it's just nice to see him go out there and be an ace in different ways, whether it is going out there and, you know, striking out 14 against a subpar Orioles lineup or going out there and dominating, retiring 15 in a row against the Blue Jays in a tight one. It's been early on, Gerrit Cole 2-0 on the year, and the Yanks have won two of his starts. Something that the Mets make look impossible when their ace is on the mound. The Yankees get it done, and they have now won two straight. Now, a couple of other layers to this one. We mentioned Higashioka. I mean, this is the tandem. I mean, forget Gary. This is the tandem. Now, it's not a huge deal, certainly not in the regular season, because catchers are going to need days off anyway. So it is not like Gary Sanchez was going to be in the lineup, and they forced the issue with Higashioka to catch Gerrit Cole. And really, outside of Gary Sanchez's ego, what's the fuss about having Higashioka be Gerrit Cole's personal catcher? I mean, whether you want to deem it that, label it personal catcher, or just label it he's catching Cole here to give Sanchez a rest, doesn't really matter. We all know the truth. Gerrit Cole is better throwing to Kyle Higashioka. Not to mention Higashioka has a good bat. We talked about that last time. Providing all the offense on Monday night with the two homers driving in all three runs. He was the Yankee offense. But you know Gary Sanchez is going to, and all catchers are, there's not a knock on Sanchez, all catchers need significant rest throughout the course of the year. That's why having a solid backup catcher is important. If you happen to have one that gels with a certain pitcher more so than anybody else, why not get him into the lineup when that pitcher is on the mound? And that's what the Yankees are doing. Does it mean that Gerrit Cole will never throw to Gary Sanchez again? No. I'm sure there'll be a time throughout the course of this regular season where Cole will throw to Sanchez. But for the most part, if they're working well together, why wouldn't you want Higashioka catching him every fifth day? It makes too much sense. If you want to look ahead to the postseason and get worried about that, there's a long way to go before Gary Sanchez dominates offensively to where you, and that's what he would have to do, to where you'd have to make a decision about who's going to catch game one of the playoffs. And even then, you know, you see Gary Sanchez taking some grounders at first and trying to become at least a little more versatile. Right now it's catcher or bust, but if you could have Sanchez maybe get some at-bats at first base, who knows what the future is with Voit or anybody else for that matter at first base. It just gives them another option. Depending on a matchup, if you want to have both Sanchez and Higashioka in that lineup and, you know, have somebody else DH, maybe you could do that if Sanchez could play a little bit of first. Maybe it's a tough lefty, let's say, and you don't want Odor in there. You certainly don't want Bruce in there, who's, he'll be gone before you know it. Avoids, you know, not healthy, then your lineup looks pretty good with Higashioka, Gary Sanchez, and Stanton still. You have Stanton DHing. Sanchez would be playing first in this case, and Higashioka catching. But you get the point. The more flexible Gary becomes, and if you could add playing first base somewhat competently, then that would be a potential option to get his bat in the game. This whole thing started with having to find a way to make sure Gary Sanchez, his game-changing bat, or potentially game-changing bat, is in the lineup. And then Sanchez started to struggle significantly. Now Higashioka has really developed a nice rapport with Gerrit Cole and has proven to be capable, maybe more than capable, offensively. So there really should be no debate here as far as every fifth day. It's just a matter of, well, not hurting Gary Sanchez's ego. Right, he's got a deal. Sanchez has to deal with, okay, well, Higashioka is better in particular at catching Gerrit Cole than I am. Now, that's going to hurt the starting catcher's ego because it's the best pitcher on the staff and he doesn't necessarily love throwing it. He could, he would, he will, but doesn't love it more so than throwing to the backup. So Sanchez has to accept that, but still has to go on and continue to do his job and produce offensively, which he's looked pretty good this year. And then you could worry about, how are you going to work that in the postseason? But I have a hard time believing the Yankees would go away from that battery, which has just been a tremendous combination. And you look at the rest of the Yankee offense, it's been a problem. I mean, the bullpen hasn't been a problem. The starters aren't going deep. And, you know, Herman hasn't been good. Kluber got beat up in his second start. The starters have not been. Montgomery settled down nicely in his second start. We'll see what Tyone has a little later on today. But starters haven't been great. They haven't been bad, though. The bullpen has been tremendous for this Yankee team. And it's different in years past where, in years past, once they got Britton, remember when they first got Zach Britton, it was that super bullpen where they had Chapman, Betances, Britton, any of those guys could close out a ball game at any time against any part of a batting order. Then slowly, one by one, they started to drop. Betances gets injured, becomes less effective. Then he finally moves on, and he is looking like his career is finished. Britton banged up, so he's not there. So coming into the year, the guy I trusted the most was Britton out of that bullpen, and he wasn't there. And you had basically just Chapman and everybody else. You know what? The everybody else has been terrific. So while it's not necessarily top heavy with the, you know, backloaded with those big names at the back end of that bullpen, they have tremendous depth. O'Day has been terrific. Wilson in his first inning at work gives you a perfect inning. Loaiza has been good. Green, Sessa. I mean, the Yankees are deep. So it hasn't been the bullpen. It's the offense that is just maddening, because these names on paper should be much better than what they've done here. That's why we talk about that 10th inning against Tampa on Sunday being so refreshing. I mean, look, LeMahieu, something's wrong with that machine. Take that machine to be repaired. Get it fixed. That thing is broken. The so-called machine has turned into double play DJ. And if he's not in double plays, he's striking out. DJ LeMahieu, 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts? I never thought I'd see the day. Those are reserved for Sanchez and Stanton. Judge back in the lineup, thankfully, over the weekend. Still not, you know, producing at a crazy clip. I know the number, you know, he's walking a lot and the high average on the year, but... And Judge moved to the 3-hole in this particular game without Aaron Hicks. You had Stanton batting second. And Stanton hasn't looked good. I know, you know, Stanton likes to get on the media or the fans. Oh, you guys make a big deal, only 9 at-bats or whatever it is to start the... Well, what is it now, Giancarlo? He hits that grand slam. Whoop-dee-doo, what's this little mean, Basil? Hits the grand slam against the Orioles. Everyone's shocked. I know, because he hit one 10 miles. He stands there and looks at it. The bat flip. Wow, Giancarlo, you're the man. But against everybody else, he can't buy a hit. I like the look, though, of this lineup. Even though it didn't produce a ton of runs, Higashioka was the only guy to do it. I like the look of the lineup on Monday night with LeMahieu, Stanton, Judge, Torres. Now, and then Urshela. You can fix that. Maybe if I don't know what you would do with Aaron Hicks as far as those top four go, but you can, if you wanted to move Stanton and Judge, if you wanted to move Torres a little bit, those guys though, however, those should be the top four in the Yankee batting order. And I would have Hicks down in the order when he comes back. Clint Frazier off to an extremely slow start this year. I'll tell you, Brett Gardner, man, the guy just, I mean, doesn't matter when he's in, what position, where he's in the order, all he does is produce. I had a base running hiccup on Sunday, but Gardner, when he's in there, all he does is produce. Yanks need to get Hicks out of the 3-hole. That's number one. And again, that was the case as he was not in there on Monday night. But aside from that, they just need to get these guys going. Odor's been a nice contributor here so far. The big hit to start it on Sunday in the 10th. Another base hit and a run scored on Monday. So at least you've seen, and that's what I was telling you when they got Odor after the initial, what the hell is this about? Then you think about it a little bit and you say, oh yeah, that's right. Jay Bruce isn't that good. And this gives them a way to get rid of Jay Bruce immediately. If they can move LeMahieu to first, have Odor play second base, there's no need for Jay Bruce right now. He's an upgrade over him. They upgrade both defensively and offensively with Odor in the lineup as opposed to Jay Bruce. But it's nice to see him contributing in his limited time here with the Yanks. Urshela, he's fine. Glaber needs to do better. They need more from Glaber. They need more from Stanton, and they need more from LeMahieu. And until that happens consistently, and you would expect that they'll get it from those guys, until that happens consistently, the Yanks offense is going to have a little bit of a problem. But that's why you love games where you have a true ace, where you don't need to go out there and score 7, 8 runs, 5, 6 runs, where 3 runs will do it for you. You get the run of the first inning, or you allow the run of the first inning, and then you settle down, and Gerrit Cole did just that after the first 2 guys got on in the second inning, did not allow another base runner, 15 straight retired in the Yanks 3-1 win.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just 2 people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming 4/20 on Hulu.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.